Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, you all remember Artur Pawlowski, the pastor, the overseer out of Canada. When the DHS, along with the police force, came into his church and he ran him out of his church, calling him Gestapo. Get out of here, Gestapo. I don't answer to Gestapo. Well, we have him on live radio with us today. We're going to broadcast him into 143 cities. And what we see today, friends, is they didn't come to him once. Now they've come to him twice and even three times. The Canadian police return with a SWAT team to local church. We'll be talking with Artur Pawlowski and how he responds to the situation in Canada in just a couple of minutes. Now, folks, before we get over to that, what I want to do is I want to basically drive you over to our outlets where people can actually find us for themselves. And if you go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com, so all you have to do is go to the front page, enter into the site, and everything that you need to know about who we are, what it is that we've done, and what we are doing today is on sonsoflibertyradio.com. And by the way, if you want to book us, now is the time to do it. Looks like we're going to be going to Tennessee in the middle of May, possibly Michigan, and other states around Tennessee, and we'll see how that thing transpires as far as the dates that are rolling in right now. But, oh boy, I'm just sitting here like almost lagging right now, saying, okay, we've got all of this, but my spirit man is saying, let's go do this thing, as the Bible says, right? The spirit is willing, the flesh is weak. Well, we just keep being led by the spirit, Romans 8:14. And we see what he will do as we continuously ask him for the heathen as that inheritance in the uttermost parts of the earth is ours. Psalm 2. So we're going to that. If you want to book us, now's the time to do it. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. If you want to check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Matter of fact, we are a Content 2020 Film Festival and Media Summit Truth in Journalism Award of the Year given unto us, and we totally appreciate that. Not looking for accolade, but we do appreciate the fact that people are paying attention. If you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, again, 10 to 15 articles over there highlighting exactly what it is that you need, hearing and paying attention to what you should hear rather than what you want to hear. We're not here to entertain you, friends. We're here to tell you the truth, which makes men free, John 8:32, and we're going to continuously do that. Now, if you go to the right side of the page concerning those articles, the 10 to 15, combating the lies in the mainstream media, you will find us on the right side of the page, Tim Brown's morning show, my afternoon show, right on the right side of the page. If you click on to sonsoflibertymedia.com and those social media platforms on the right there, you can click onto it and join us on live chat. By the way, when you're over on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe there. sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe on that page. You can also check us out on beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, same exact thing happening over there. We're up on the top left of the page. Go ahead and click onto it and join us on social media platforms. Now, if you want to call in at any time, you can do that. That number is 1-866- 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. So let's get to it, friends, because we follow the Christ here, okay? Keeping you and making you aware of what it is that you need to be made aware of, rather than being distracted by 20,000 different stories that are nothing but vanity, empty, and they're worthless, friend, only there to distract you from what really matters, okay? We're always going to that one point, and we're always dealing with that one point, because again, friends, we understand it's at that one point that makes the soldier. Well, what are you talking about, Bradley? Do you guys all remember the reformer back in the 1500s? His name was Martin Luther. And by the way, love him or hate him, if it wasn't for that guy, you wouldn't have religious freedom today, just for the record. But it was Martin Luther that said back in the 1500s, he said, "If I profess with the loudest voice and clearest exposition every portion of the truth of God, except precisely that little point which the world and the devil are at, that moment attacking," he said, "I'm not confessing Christ, however boldly I may be professing Christ." He said, "Where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the soldier is proved, and to be steady on all the battlefields besides is merely flight in disgrace if he flinches at that one point." Folks, we've never been known to flinch at that one point. Neither myself or Tim. We always go to the one point that needs to be dealt with, that most people want to dance around. No, we don't dance around the issues, friends. We don't dance around the cross. We go to the cross, we bear the cross, and we win the day understanding the power of God unto salvation. Okay? This is one of those topics today with Artur Pawlowski, the overseer out of Canada that's under attack right now, friends. We also see James Coates in the same country that's under attack let me say it this way. They're under attack by a prime minister that is a sodomite supporter along with a Allah worshiper. And I kid you negative. But it's interesting how the Muslims are coming in and this prime minister is worshiping with them concerning Allah, right? And it's interesting that he is supporting that of the sodomites. And what's also interesting, friends, is he's attacking the Christian church. Now, I want to say this because this is not a defeatist radio show. I can tell you that right now. We understand Romans 8:37. Okay, when it says we're made more than conquerors through him that loved us, we understand that the church is called to be on the offensive, not on the defensive. But I want you to make clear when I say this, friends, that we have the victory in Christ. It's promised to us. Read Psalm 37. I'll read the book of Psalms. Oh, my goodness. I mean, David was set as a light to the people. And what happened? God sent him, Isaiah 51, verse 4, to do what? To set judgment as a light to the people. Judgment, right? That's what preserves our freedoms. And that's what we're missing in this country today. But what I want to do is I want to jump over to Canada. Because it wasn't too long ago, friends, that we were actually warned. This is about 12 years ago when I was on Salem Communications where we had a guy from Minnesota Family Council on with us. And we were warned by people in Canada concerning gay marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. Well, we had Minnesota Family Council on with us and he kind of laughed it off. His name was Tom Pritchard. He said, "It will never happen here." And it was just a matter of a couple years, friends, that they started to push the whole ideology here and their propaganda here. And then they started to stack the Supreme Court with the likes of Alina Kagan, Sotomayor, and so on and so forth. And then they passed it against our law and against the will of the people. I want to let you know this. What's happening in Canada right now, we have a precursor. We can see what's going on in Canada today because it's going to come here if we don't deal with it now. It's not a joke. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, we have our guest on. He'll join us in just a moment, Artur Pawlowski. He is the church overseer in Canada that is under attack right now, and I'm going to pull him up, and I'm going to have him give the explanation in just a moment. Before I do that, I want to go ahead and show you some of the audio. If you're on social media platforms, you can see for yourself as to what he's dealing with there in Canada and to whom he is dealing with. So if you want to go ahead and roll that, Judah, go ahead and break it out.
Well, friends, we have a SWAT team in our church again, coming, authorities. So I'm going to go out and see what they want. Yes, hello, Walter.
Hi, Arthur. I was wondering if I could just give you a couple of things with a court order. This is for you. It basically outlines that we have the right choice for today. What I would really...
Please, you don't have to get into a personal space.
Thank you. Well, you're in my personal space.
Can,
so.
Can I explain to you, Arthur?
I'm not
can
really I, interested
can
in what
I,
you have
explain,
to say.
Can I explain to you?
I'm reading.
Okay. What we'd want to do is make sure that we're not going to disrupt any community service. The idea is...
You have a wrong... What? This is not street church. This is not street church. You have a wrong...
Both things are actually on there. Both churches are detailed on there. So if we could come and
do... The Cave of Adullam is not... It's not a registered organization.
Wait for
this
it.
This is not street church.
Wait for it.
Wrong. You gotta do your homework first before you come, okay? You have a wrong organization.
Okay, that is for you, Arthur. I will send it to you by email too, if you'd like. I just wanted to be able to come today and then at least explain the order, serve the order, and then we can stand at the back.
No, you can contact.
Can stand at the
No. You can contact my lawyer, okay? My lawyer takes care of this. I'm not interested to listen to any word you have to say. I do not cooperate with Gestapo. I do not talk to the Nazis.
Amen.
You came in your uniforms like thugs. That's what you are. Brown shirts of Adolf Hitler. You are Nazi, Gestapo, communist
fascist. I do not cooperate with Nazis.
Amen.
Talk to my lawyer. You're not allowed here. You're not welcomed here. Okay. And I'm not going to cooperate with Gestapo like you, okay? So is that fair enough for you?
Talk to my lawyer. I just wanted to explain a little bit about the order.
I'm not interested.
I just wanted to at least have a conversation.
I'm not interested in talking. You see, this is what the Gestapo is doing. You're coming to the place of worship to intimidate and to harass. So you can make an appointment. Lady, listen to me. You can make an appointment. Another day.
Okay,
you get Gestapo!
You don't eat a shirt.
Another day!
Not this day!
Okay. Not during the church! Okay. You understand? Make an appointment! Okay! So go!
Okay, so anyways, let's go ahead and hold up on that. I want to pull up Artur Pawlowski from Canada. Thank you for joining us, my friend, especially on what's such short notice today, and I appreciate the fact that you got back to me right away. This just popped up this morning. This is going across viral, across probably just not the United States, Canada, probably globally right now. And I just think what you're doing over there, Artur, is absolutely a stand that must be taken, especially by the church today. So we high-five you from Minnesota. We're just across the border from you. And again, friends, I just want to welcome Artur Pawlowski. Again, thank you for joining, my friend.
Well, thank you very much for having me in.
Now, I got a question for you because we've been following through with you. As a matter of fact, Tim Brown had you on the show, Artur, his morning show some time back, and we see that they're just coming back over and over and over again. We see this happening with James Coates in your country as well. But I'm just curious, who are the people that are trying to get you to bow the knee to the state there in Canada?
Well, in the city of Calgary, we have a Muslim homosexual mayor, and this guy has been hunting me down for over 10 years right now. So he has a personal agenda. He absolutely hates Judeo-Christian values. So he's sending his troops to harass us. The premier of Alberta is a homosexual himself as well. So there is a definite agenda from his office as well. And of course, the prime minister, he is a supporter of LGBTQ alphabet, mm-hmm. and he is pushing this left and right about children. He is starting 7-year-old when they're teaching them how to masturbate, how to have sex, how to put a condom. You know, like this is the agenda that we're seeing left and right. So I have been hunted down for many, many years. I was the first Canadian to be arrested for publicly reading Bible in 2006, and since then I was arrested a dozen times. I have been over 100 times before different courts, 300 tickets. Now I got 28 new COVID tickets as we speak. And of course, what I do is I feed the homeless people, organizations called Street Church Ministries. We go to the streets 4 times a week and we feed the homeless people. We feed those that no one else wants to touch or deal with, people that are sleeping under the bridges and in bushes. And we take care of them. We take them off the streets. We have halfway housing. We feed them. We give them necessities of life. And we do a church for them. We restore their hope, saving their lives. However, the government has found a new way to crack on Judeo-Christian values and destroy Christianity in this country. So what happened in March, I received a letter from City Hall stating that I can no longer feed the poor. I have to let them die. Because of the COVID, and I disagreed, so I was surrounded by dozens of police officers. My parishioners were shoved, assaulted, and I ended up with a $1,200 COVID ticket. Since then, I had police coming on a regular basis, bylaw officers, health inspectors, taking pictures, videotaping, harassing parishioners, harassing, intimidating volunteers, and I would end up from time to time with another ticket. December, it was an escalation of their overreach when the government of Canada declared that Christmas is canceled. They actually went on TV and they said, we're canceling Christmas and you no longer are allowed to have parents, children, no one in your home. You cannot visit anyone. It's a total lockdown. Christmas is canceled because we say so. And you cannot meet in the church, you cannot meet in your house, you cannot go outside, you cannot do anything. So I asked the Christian community to come and let's have the biggest Christmas celebration in the country, which we did. We had AAA steaks that someone donated. We had grills, barbecues. We made gifts for the homeless. We had about 1,000 of them. And then people came left and right, and we had an amazing celebration. We reminded ourselves that in the end of the day, Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And in the end, he wins. We know how the story ends, but we have to go through a little bit of difficulties in the meantime. And I end up with over 100 police officers showed up to my peaceful assembly. We were videotaped, pictures. I end up with 11 COVID tickets. And we had 52 police cars at our peaceful church event and 20 cops on bicycles. And then the story moved into my second location because I am four times a week on the streets feeding the homeless. And then my second location is the building where I teach. I teach history, and they hate that. They hate that I actually teach history about what happened during the Nazi era, what happened during communism. And this is not the first reveal. They are just repeating the history. That's what is happening right now. And they started to come. They wanted to come into the building before. I told them not. So they blocked, believe it or not, they blocked the parking lot, preventing parishioners from driving in. That was their way of intimidating people. And, of course, cameras and pictures of everyone. And then it took me about 45 minutes to tell them what they're doing is, first of all, dangerous. It's in the middle of the road and also illegal. So they took off, only to come back a few weeks later with the health inspectors from, or irony, from China, people that speak broken English, just like me, that emigrated here. I call them the spies, the Chinese spies from Communist Party. They started to send Chinese people to intimidate us, taking pictures of our women and children. And as you can tell, I grew up behind the Iron Curtain under the boots of the Soviets. And in the KGB, if they wanted to intimidate you and they couldn't get to you, they would take pictures of your wife, of your children, with a message. If you don't comply, maybe we will not kill you. Maybe we will not beat you up, but we'll go after your children and your wife, putting pressure. That's why I call them Gestapo. That's why I call them the communist fascists, because they're acting like one.
They're
using their uniform like gangsters. I mean, my God, the government is run like a mafia right now. And those officers, instead of defending the oath, standing for the Constitution, they are the lawbreakers. Now you can't trust the cop right now because they're acting like brown shirts of other people. Coming, can you imagine, 3 weeks ago, they came to my house.
Arturo, I got to take a hard break. I'm going to pull you over. We'll pick you up in just a couple minutes right after this break. Folks, we're talking to Arturo Pawlowski, who is standing up against the powers that are tolerated in Canada, and I praise God for him and everything that he's doing at this point. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back to him. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department will investigate the police department in Louisville, Kentucky. Attorney General Merrick Garland making that announcement on Monday.
The Justice Department is opening a civil investigation into the Louisville Jefferson County Metro Government and the Louisville Metro Police Department.
Garland adding,
to determine whether LMPD engages in a pattern or practice of violations of the Constitution or federal law.
The nation could be getting new CDC guidelines on wearing face masks outdoors as early as Tuesday. Some final recommendations on the topic are still being put together. However, there will likely be guidance for fully vaccinated people versus those who are not. President Biden is scheduled to deliver remarks on Tuesday regarding the ongoing pandemic. This is USA Radio News. Police in Minnesota are discussing an incident that had a school on lockdown earlier on Monday. Plymouth Police Chief Eric Fadden saying the incident at Plymouth Middle School began shortly after school started.
They responded within the hallway. No injuries were reported. One person was taken into custody inside the building.
Police not seeking any other suspects. The COVID-19 pandemic has forced Americans to isolate and do more things through the Internet than ever before. A new Pew study found that 31% of U.S. adults now report they go online almost constantly, up from 21% in 2015. 85% of Americans saying they go online on a daily basis. That figure includes 31% who almost report going online constantly, as well as 48% who say they go online several times a day, and 6% who go online only once a day. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We are talking with our friend from Canada right now who is under fire by a homosexual Muslim who is the mayor there somehow or another. But it's interesting because one of the things that the overseer, our friend Artur Pawlowski, is talking about is how he teaches people history. For those that did not know history, we've been watching it unfold here in the United States as well, Artur. And I'm also speaking to my friends out there that are watching and listening right now, that when they gave the pass to the gays back in, what was it, the beginning of 2005, they started to push the agenda. They started attacking anybody that condemned their sodomite lifestyle, which is a felony in the United States of America in every state of our union. And then what came behind the Muslims and, of course, or I'm sorry, the homosexuals, they had to bring in the Muslims from the Middle East. And guess who made way for the Muslims to come into America? It was the homosexuals. Now, when you do a little homework and you talk about the Gestapo, people need to understand that the SS were masculine homosexuals, and Adolf Hitler used the Muslims to kill off his political opposition. So they were working hand in glove. And anybody that knows a little of history can begin to see how it's repeating itself again. And over here, Artur, I have been paying attention to what's going on in Canada, because Canada's been a precursor to what's coming down on us in the United States of America. So you're beginning now to get the butt end of what has been going on and what's coming to America if the American people don't put a stop to it. And that's why I think it's so important to have you on the radio program with us today. But right during the last segment, you were beginning to highlight something, Artur. You can go ahead and pick up from where you left off.
Yeah, you know, referring to the video that went viral, I've heard that over a billion people watched that. It was a number one viewed video on Earth during that Easter weekend. They just barged in. They walked inside the building, you know, breaking all kinds of criminal laws, including interfering with the clergyman while he is in the middle of performing his duty and interfering with the church gathering, plus trespassing as well, and they did it anyway. They walked like in a restaurant with their guns and their badges, uniforms, clearly showing the muscle to intimidate and to harass people. And excuse me, for what? To make sure that I'm preaching wearing a muzzle on my face? I mean, right. This is unbelievable. You know, a warning for America is this, that I grew up behind the Iron Curtain, and through all of that time, since 1945, when the Russians occupied, took over Poland and half of the Europe, we had a constitution. However, no one followed that constitution.
Yep, yep.
The Russians didn't care about the constitution. The constitution was being regularly broken. The courts didn't follow because either they were corrupted or they were muscled by the government and their wannabe dictators, the brown shirts of Adolf Hitler. And it's a repetition of history right now as we speak. I chased them away because that's what a shepherd does. That's what every clergyman should be doing. Every good politician should be fending off the hyenas when they are under, you know, when they're attacking, fending off the wolves. They left. It took me a while to kick them out, but eventually they left and they went to the court. They went to the court and they managed to get a judge. His last name is Gates. Can you imagine? A judge named Gates, and he issues an order, gives them an order to come in anytime they want to the church gathering, to the church building, to inspect in the middle of the worship. So there goes my protection. There goes my right to peaceful assembly. There goes everything that this country stood for, the freedom of religion that is a fundamentally guaranteed right, out the window because a judge says so.
Yep.
So what is happening now, Saturday, because we meet on Saturday, they come in and they knock at the door. So I come out to see what they want. And they, you know, they were giving me documents. And the health inspector did not even allow me to read the documents. She was talking and demanding. And so finally I had enough and I did what I did before, kicked them out and told them to come back some other day. I have no problem to give them access to the facility. I said that at the very beginning. You're welcome to come. Just make an appointment. I'll show you the facility. You can inspect it. It's not a big deal. However, you cannot do this in the middle of the church service with your gangsters, masked bandits, because that's what they are, those officers. And you know, the most shocking thing out of all of this is that they brought SWAT team, the gang suppression team. Can you imagine, to a peaceful assembly? I am doing this for 22 years. I am a pastor for a long time. I feed thousands of people. I save thousands of lives. And I have zero record of violence. And they're sending a SWAT team to a church. Why? Because the pastor is very vocal and very well known to stand for his rights. And they don't like that stuff.
Amen.
You know, it's...
I want to add something to that. In America, Ben Franklin, he was one of our forefathers. He said, make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. And we also had another famous preacher. He was a Great Awakening preacher. His name was George Whitefield, and I'm sure you're well aware of him. He was the one that said, all politics aimed at the church end in self-destruction. And if you know anything about Napoleon Bonaparte, he was also the guy that was responsible. This guy understood the gospel of Jesus Christ. So this is what you have going for you, my friend, outside of the fact that their cruelties are swelling our ranks. But Napoleon Bonaparte said, the Bible is no mere book. It's a power. It's a living creature, he said. He said, it's a power that conquers all that oppose it. And I 100% believe that what you're doing, it reminds me of Psalm 27 when David was standing there and he was encouraged. He was confident that he was taking a stand on the behest and the direction and guidance of the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14. And he took him to task. And I just want to tell you this. Listen, you're taking a stand that very far and few between are willing to do it. I see James Coates doing the same thing there. This isn't an issue about law. This isn't an issue of law. This is an issue of you're not bending the knee. And we don't like it, said Nebuchadnezzar to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And the fact of the matter is, my friend, you don't bow. You don't burn. And the fact of the matter is the world is watching right now, and the Lord has given you the platform. The more they attack, the more our ranks are swelling, Artur. And just think about this right now. You're on 143 cities across America. You're being broadcast into 53 countries right now. And I know you're not doing this to get famous, because this is not how you do it, nor this is not the way that you would want to do it. But the fact of the matter is, God so chose you, Artur, to do what he would have you do in the face of these Gestapos on a global basis. And I got to say it this way in a scriptural sense. You, my friend, are being honored right now by the living God. And I'm honored to have you on the radio program with us, my friend.
Thank you very much. Thank you. If I can ask the listeners to pray, because I'm telling you, you're absolutely right. I even talked to a hate crime unit detective just before the show, telling him, please, if you have any say in a police force, tell to the chief that I'm not looking for a conflict with them. I'm not looking for a fight with the police. I respect the uniform, and I still want to respect Amen. Them, but I cannot respect what they're doing right now. What they're doing, they have become a lawbreakers in the name of the law. No difference than what communists did when I grew up. No difference when they were beating people up and throwing them in jail for no reason, just because they dare to be different. They dare to say something against the ruling party. So I don't know how the story ends. I know we win in the end. I know that they want to arrest me. They want to arrest me for contempt of court order. So I don't know how long do I have. I need prayers, and I want peace. That's what I want. And I said that to them so many times. I just, please leave me alone. Let me feed the poor. Let me save lives. Let me restore hope. Historically speaking, pastors and clergymen were always the first responders, just mm-hmm. like the police, just like the doctors. We have been in the middle of conflicts, war zones, saving lives. We were always the ones that took care of the lepers and during the Black Plague and all those things. We want to just do good. We want to help. And we're risking our lives to help people, just like the officers putting themselves in the line of fire to do their job. Let us do our job. Our job is to give hope to the hopeless, to feed the poor, to take care of the orphans and the widows, and to congregate. That's a commandment from God. God says, do not forsake the gatherings of the saints. So I'm saying, where are the pastors yeah. that used to be so cocky, preaching from the pulpit about this mighty God, and now they are afraid to get a ticket? I got 28 tickets, and I told them, give me another ticket, but let me worship my God.
Amen.
Where are the clergymen standing up for their sheep, for people? We Amen. Are shepherds, and we have been given a staff and a stick for a purpose.
Amen. Well, let's do it right now. The Bible says it's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble the righteous. The Bible says in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. The Bible says that the people of the earth will see that we're called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of us. The Lord says that when they come out against us one way, they shall flee before us seven ways. And the fact of the matter is, those promises are our promises today. And when I look at scripture all the way from Genesis all the way to Revelation, my friend, I don't see where the church is defeated. I don't see in scripture where the Lord ever one time failed a faithful man of God. So Father God, in Jesus' name, we pray for Artur Pawlowski right now. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over this man. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over the church and those that are standing with him. We thank you that you show yourself strong on his behalf, Father God, in the face of his enemies. We thank you that you send forth your holy angelic forces, as you talk about in the book of Psalms, Father God, to break the arms of the wicked from before him, to chase his enemies from before him into dark, slippery places, Father God. We thank you that they fall into the holes that they themselves have dug, and their reproaches fall back on their own heads. And we thank you that you do this publicly, and we thank you that you're glorified, Father God, through a tour, what he's doing over there in Canada and taking a stand. And Father, we're here taking a stand with him, doing the same things here. Artur, I got to say this with 30 seconds left. Is there a website that you would have people come to or as you would direct them to so they can get in contact with you concerning any issue that you may have?
Yeah,
or help they may give?
Email me, art@streetchurch.ca. There is a website, www.streetchurch.ca. People can listen to my sermons and teachings and watch.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Sorry about that, friends. We only had 2 segments with him. I'm sure he's being inundated with calls right now. We just got off the phone with Artur Pawlowski. He's under fire by the Prime Minister. Pay attention to the fact that it was a Muslim that has appointed the mayor. He's a plant, no question about it, but he's a homosexual Muslim. And friends, I'm telling you this right now, and I said it 15 years ago, and I remember I was laughed off by Tom Pritchard from Minnesota Family Council and others saying, Bradley, you're crazy. I told him that the homosexuals were being used as a political battering ram, and you're in favor of less than 1.7% of the population. The mainstream media is trying to make them bigger than what they really are. We can see that they're giving way to more transgenders now, as you can see. Things are getting worse. They're not getting better. Why? Because the American people still don't understand that you're giving a green light to what God calls an abomination, Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, Romans 1:24, and 30 different other references condemning homosexuality, not as a sin, but as an abomination. And what came right behind the homosexual agenda? Here comes the Muslims colonizing under the noses of the people. And now what's happening, friends? Muslims are beginning to infiltrate government, take government positions, and we're finding that history is in fact repeating itself, because when we look to history, friends, we can see that that's exactly what Adolf Hitler did, is he used the homosexual. Okay, they were masculine homosexuals that were the SS. If you did not know this, friends, go check out the book or watch the documentary online or the short speech online. It's called The Pink Swastika. Also keep in mind, friends, the Muslims were used to help kill off Adolf Hitler's political opposition. There's only one reason, friends, this is happening right now, because this is the perfect judgment of God. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, and go down from that point all the way to verse 68, and it just will highlight to a T as to what you're seeing today happening in America, okay? This is happening over in Canada right now. But you can rest assured, the reason I'm paying attention to what's going on over in Canada, because I notice what happens over in Canada, just give it a couple years and it's going to happen in America. So what's happening to our tour right now, Pawlowski, by his tyrannical government, you can rest assured it's going to be coming here too if you don't stand up and put your foot down on the neck of this tyrant right here and now. I mean, everybody's got their Gadsden flags flying and saying, you know what, we're wide awake and we're ready to strike and, you know, these colors don't run, and we hear all the big slogans, but the fact of the matter is, friends, do you really think that your enemy is afraid of you? No, as a matter of fact, they're more encouraged by what they see than they're discouraged, friends, and if they don't feel your steel, what you're seeing over in Canada right now will, in fact, remember I'm saying this right now, Monday, April 26, 2021, will happen in America. It will happen in America if you don't put a stop to this right now. And by the way, if you Americans would take a stand and put your foot on the neck of these tyrants and these subversive organizations that mean to rule over you and enslave your children, I can guarantee you, friends, it's going to stop in Canada as well. We have an obligation to whom much is given, much is required. And you better know that Americans, we have been given a lot. Just, again, for the record. During the break, different topic, you heard the media, again, highlight this fictitious plandemic. Okay? You don't have to do that when it's authentic, when it's genuine. You heard them make reference again to the CDC coming up with new guidelines talking about making people wear masks outside. Number one, the CDC is not a legislative branch of government. Number two, the CDC can say whatever they want to say, because it doesn't apply here, period. There is no lawful backbone to enforce what they have to say in any sense of the word. They are not elected representatives, and yet the mainstream media is now pushing the CDC out there and Anthony Fauci out there and the likes of the WHO out there and Bill Gates out there like they are now a law unto themselves, while the said representatives kowtow and just remain silent while they give voice to these tyrants. Do you see what's happening here, friends? This is lawlessness with its mask off while they're trying to force a mask on you. Here, listen carefully. This is how you lead the way as you follow the Christ. No, get behind me, Satan. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only thou shalt serve. Period. Exclamation dot. Got it? With a big stamp. Let it be written and let it be done. That we're holding to the word of God here. They have no lawful authority whatsoever, the CDC does. Zero. Zilch. Nada. Now, with that said, I got that out of the way. I feel a little bit better. Yeah, I do feel a little bit better. But the fact of the matter is, I want to make one more point here. We have just noticed, and I want to show you how this works, but we just found some audio. Someone sent it over to me. As a matter of fact, it was my friend Mark Petzold from Michigan that sent a video over to me, and I want you to see it. And you can go ahead and play it at any time, Judah, because they have masks on. But I'm going to go ahead and play this for you, friends. This is a said representative getting pulled over by the police in Michigan. Okay? And I'll narrate through the video for you so you can understand what's going on. The said representative in Michigan thinks that he's a demigod. He's above the law. Hey, if I'm drinking and driving, you better back off. And if you don't back off, I kid you negative. He says he's going to get Gretchen Whitmer on the phone in Michigan. Now, for those that are on social media platforms, you can see now he's beginning to resist arrest because this said representative in the state of Michigan thinks that he's above the law. And the cops have no authority arresting him whatsoever, friends. You need to understand they all think this way. It's not going to be good for you.
Stop resisting.
He's telling them to stop resisting.
I'm telling you,
he said, I run all's budgets, bro. I run you all's budgets. Listen carefully to what he's saying. In other words, I run your payroll.
I won't move. I won't go nowhere.
It's insane. Folks, he is telling on himself. He is showing you the corruption in government. And this is the corruption that must be dealt with in the United States of America. He said, when I call Gretchen, I need you all's IDs and badge numbers. Can you believe this, friends? This is insanity. It's total insanity. I'll call Governor Whitmer right now. Oh, my goodness, friends.
That's all it says. I work with you. I don't give a fuck.
Listen to what he's swearing at the cops. Go ahead, turn that down. He said, just let me get up. I'm a state rep. I'm going to give it to you. He said, I run the budgets, bro. Listen to what he's doing. He's looking for a bribe. He's looking to usurp authority over the police officer, saying, you don't understand. I run the budgets here. I want to know your ID. I want your badge IDs, and I'm coming after you. This is what he's saying. He's the one that broke the law. These are the representatives, friends. How many times has this happened? And yet the American people still are trying to figure out, why is their country falling apart? Why is their country turning into hell, Psalm 9:16 and 17? Because you have to deal with corruption in your government, because like Machiavelli, if you do not, your constitutional republic will be destroyed. Just like our friend Artur Pulaski was talking of that in Russia. The Constitution wasn't followed, and that's why tyranny reigned. This is what's happening here. But this dummy, he does it right in the face of all of the Michiganites. Do you see what's going on? I'm going to call Gretchen Whitmer. He's threatening the police for doing their job. He's drunk. He's resisting arrest. He thinks he's above the law. Folks, if there's not a righteous indignation in you right now, I got a question. Why are you not laying this to heart? Why are you not mad about this? He said, this said representative said to the police, he said, this isn't going to be good for you. His name is Jewel Jones. Jewel Jones said to the police that were tackling him and arresting him, he also said, I run you all's budgets, bro. In other words, I have the money. I'm the sugar daddy. That's what he's doing here. And he's on video saying it. You don't need an investigation. You see it on video, friends. If this was anybody else and it was working for their agenda, they wouldn't need an investigation. Man, they would play the judge, jury, and the executioner across the boards. Then he said, this is Jewel Jones. He then says, when I call Gretchen, speaking of Gretchen Whitmer, I need y'all's IDs and badge numbers, everything. Threatening them. These are your said representatives in Michigan, friends. And you can rest assured, this is why you're in trouble today, America, because you allow this to happen. What he meant to say in a corner, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. The Lord just manifested your said representatives on a hot mic so you can understand why Michigan is as corrupt as it is. Because the people in Michigan, I love you. You guys know it. I've been out there more in Michigan than I have in the state of Minnesota on certain issues. And I'm there with you guys in this. But this has to be put to a stop. And it's not just Jewel Jones, friends. Look at who he wanted to reach out to. He wanted to kiss the signet of Jezebel Gretchen Whitmer, the said governor in that state. It's corrupt from the top to the bottom, and it must be dealt with. Isaiah 51, verse 4. Love you by what we do. See ya.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.